Let's move now to the Philippines. The country has just endured what could be the strongest storm ever recorded. The U.S. Navy's Joint Typhoon Warning Center said that Super Typhoon Haiyan's sustained 195-mile-per-hour winds. It also had gusts up to 235 miles per hour. Officials warned Filipinos to prepare for flash floods, landslides, and a storm surge up to 23 feet. Roxanne Sombiz spoke with the BBC during the storm.
It's really, really hard to see what's happening outside right now because it's gotten worse over the past few hours. And I think our house is actually shaking. I think it will still get worse. I just want it to stop.
Earlier today, we reached reporter Aurora Almindral in Manila on a very shaky cell phone. And while Manila was pretty much spared, Aurora told us it's still unclear about the amount of damage other parts of the country sustained.
There are reports coming from some of the islands in the central Philippines that they've evacuated some people and their families taken away from the coastal areas and into other parts that are safer. But for the most part, the heaviest hit islands of Samar and Leyte, we don't have communication with them right now, so we don't have a sense of what the damage is like, how many fatalities or injuries there are in those two islands. Many parts of the central Philippines that were hardest hit are still out of communication. So while we have had some reports, that a good part of the Philippines is still in the dark. We're still in the dark about what's going on for most of.
Now, we're reading about massive evacuations that took place in advance of this incredible storm. Nearly 720,000 people forced to evacuate from their homes. Do you think the preparations this time around were sufficient for the force of this super typhoon?
It's hard to tell because, again, we haven't been able to get a fair assessment of what's happening in these areas where a lot of these evacuations happened. So we don't know whether they were effective, whether they did actually save as many lives as they wanted to. The goal is to have zero fatalities, although that's difficult to achieve. Until we can get in contact with the people in Samar and Leyte and the other parts of the country where there isn't a line of communication or all the cell towers are down and all of the telephone lines are down, then it's hard to get a sense of whether the evacuations ahead of the storm was sufficient to protect most of the
population. Aurora Almindral is in Manila speaking to us there from the Philippines today. Thank you so much, Aurora.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com.